Yerach should only be given. So the Anoshe itself is Eitz V'Alma. So the Isa that can be Nivla, that can give a Tam, is the Shamne Shogid. Shamne Shogid is only awesome the Rabbanon. So the question is, since there is a Deus Rishemi, that even by something that is awesome in the Raise, so all the Tzli, it only asks the Klippe, but we are Machmir by Tzli, because it's a Shogid the Raise, but vis-a-vis, Shamne Shogid is only the Rabbanon. Why should we Machmir? So that's the reason as to why the Ramon Teres Hato says Yerach Shenitzla Bisham Shogid is on the Ramon. The question is, was he Chayzer? Or one is Lavdavke and one is Davke. So the Shach says he wasn't Chayzer. One is Davke and one is Lavdavke. But the Atul Shen is in the Shach, which one is Davke? So the first question is that he is Davke here, and the second question is that he is Davke in Teres Hato. אבל לפי המינג דאס הרב דימוקים שנפצת צאס אבל חי גם נגיד שעס רכשישים אפילו במליחה why? Because אינו נפקי so we treat if מוקים שנפצת so we consider everything as a דובר שם we consider everything as a דובר שם right in the Yisei and now this is now the Taz Siv Zay in the Yisei Elochid Neitilik בישארי דור אלוהי מחליק בינחם על ליבי שלו אוי על ביצליה ובתאווי איסרק. Now, so there are all kinds of שיטס הרשיינים. There is a שיטס הרשיינים that even something that is כוחוש without ריטי is מבליה ביקור. You see, the פסק of the שולחן ערוך is that if there is no ריטב, so then without שומעים it's only Mavliya, not the Kulei, Kedei Tila. But the Arishenim who say that Al-Ditzli, so is Mavliya B'Kulei, even Nidova Kochosh. V'sharidur Eloi Mechalik Mecham Al-Dibishu Al-Ditzli, Tavai Yisrael, because of Marshal Perikol Abboso, Shechei Nika. So the Marshal Paskos like that. That Tzli is Mavliya B'Kulei, even Nidova Kochosh. So that is not to be equated with the Psak of the Ramo. That today everything is Mavliya B'Kulei. The Ramo paskens the Mokim Shin Hefzed Merube. So everything is Mavliya B'Kulei. So it's because in an Upkim, because we are Cheshish, maybe each other. But if it is established as Kochush, then the Psak of the Ramo is that it doesn't ask a B'Kulei. But the Shita of the Sharidur and the Mashal is that even if it is established as Kochush, so Tzli is Mavliya B'Kulei, without Reitev, without Chomim. Vafilu li divrei Hatur shemechalikam. Between Reitei and Tzli, because of Mashal Shom, Sherolon Lahachmia, Meacha Shu made a Bishmeno, she mefapers Bechulo, Veinon Upki made a Shmeno, Vishemo is Shmeno Bifnim, Viloik Moishe Hetik, Viteras Hatos Lohokil Kidivratu, Atka. So that is probably the reason as to why the Shach, you see, the Primigodim gives it Terence, and the Shach's Kashim is viewed against the apparent stirah between the two Mashals. Because there's clearly also Misim and I involved the Cholak in Esabim Lich. So the Primigodim says over there, the Mashal deals with the case, where Bosor that was on the salting board for the Shiur meal, then without rinsing it, so it was placed in a collision in Minuke. And overnight it stayed that way, and then we saw that there is Tzia. So that's why the Mashal says the whole tale is Osam, because of Komish B'Tzia. But if it's only Moliach, so then it only asks Kedek Lipe. But why did the Shach assume that the reason as to why the Mashal says there the Cholaklin Esabim Liche is not because of Kovish B'Tzir, but because of Moliach Harei Kaviseyach? Because the Mashal took notice of the fact, I mean the Shach took notice of the fact that the Mashal in Perik HaLaboso says, ואפילו לדברי הטור שמחליקם, כוס הפרשן, שרואו לנו אחנו מאחר שהוא מידי בשמנו השיב בפפז בחולו, ואינו נפקים. So that indicates that the Mashal himself considers all of us אינו נפקים. So מילא איפה הוא אינו נפקים. So everything is to be treated like the Vashomim. So without recourse to the Tzia, so the whole Kolakil and Esabim Liche. So Memele, he says that the Mashal, he says that himself, the Mashal himself was Chiz. Right. Because Mashal Pirko Abosa Simena Ein Shechinik Lafnu Diva Atur Shem Chalikam Because of Mashal Shom Shechol Lo Lachm Ma'achat Shomei Di Bishmeinu Shem Papaz Bechulo Vino Pekin Di Shmeinu Shem Yishmeinu Lifni Velo Yit Mishet Yigudur Eschatos Lo Hokul Kediva Atur Ad Kam Vicham Ba'agoy Yepos Kamo Atzmi Lachm Fras Lach ולא יקיסו איסא אין איסא הודי קושם איזה מה שקושם בסימס סדיק בייס סיד בייס קוספתי שם וראש אפילו מקצוס אותו איסאיפה הוא וצורך לי איס לירי אפילו מקצוס כי מבוי הבסימס סדיק בייס וכן ביטור יש גם כן תו איסאיפה so the way it is put here on the brackets so it's correct אבל אם יברעיתף לראש כולו לירי אפילו מקצוס so in other words the shita of the ri is that if a certain chatiche is half immersed in the reitev and have above the reitev, so it's considered as if the whole chaticha had been immersed in the reitev. The shita of Rashi is no. It's not considered as if it is completely immersed in the reitev. Va'afilu chaticha so yisak chush. Kosa besios. Sheze nilmad ma shemotzinu keim b'simen kufres liin reiche milse da afilu ha'et ha'shomen. Osa leman disfir li reiche milse. Va'atam de etar ozul mufatim li lisa. V'chiza v'nisin reich let. There is a machlekes. There is a machleket between Rav and Levi as to whether Reicha Milsa or Reicha Lavnu. That means if Echticha of Bosa Shchuto and Echticha of Bosa Nevelo were boiled together in the same oven, without touching each other. So according to Rav, true, there was no Bliya Sisea, but the Shchuto absorbed the Reach of the Nevelo. So the Mele Reicha is Milsa, so it becomes Osa. But Levi says Reicha Lav Milsa, we pass him that Reicha Lav Milsa. But the Gemara says that even Rav who says Reicha Milse, so it's only if it's Shomen. So then it gives out the Reach. But if it's Sikochush, so then it doesn't give a Reach. So it's not also. So over there we say that it doesn't make any difference. Not only in the case where the Nevela is the Shomen. So the Kochusho absorbs the Reach from the Nevela that is Shomen, even if the Nevela is the Kochush. And the shchuto is the shomein, so we say the heta the shomein endows the nevela, the kochush with this shamunis characteristic, and then once it becomes shomein, so it transmits the reyach to the shchuto. So, שזה נילמה מה שרוצינו כי ניסינו כפחס לו נראה חמילצי, אפילו היתר שומן עושה למה נסירו לריחי מילצי, והטעם דה היתר עושה למפת לליסה, וכי זה וניסר ריח להיתר, וכושר לי, דוקו סך מעביל בגו, ישר ידורם לנראה חמילצי, וזה לשני, וצורך לחלק בין זהו, ואין עוד אמרינון, שיענס על יוכל עשר, ומוקים שיסר עצמי יוכל להילך שום, דונה מען ולא הכחושו, אין לו פתאום דריך, דונה מען ולא הכחושו, אין לו פתאום דריך שעני. So, לפי שהפתאום מלך הריח, והטעם הכוחושים, שממינו, דייקרא חומרא זו משום ריחי, דישום ליך פסלום באח סבורי, דינא נסא יוכל עשר. וכי ריחי מילסה קיימו מסימן קופחס דבי דבד מותר, אמה יהיה כאן עושר אפילו דבד, דוין כאן על איסר ריח, דו אח סבורי דינא נסא נמרו, אפילו בנית עם זה עם זה. ואפילו אוכל כוסף מרי, דינאמר כן על ריחי מילסה דווקא, וזה פשוט לסחב מהתור כאן לעשר משום ריחי, דו גם ממליחי, כן כוסף, וישום לשייך ריחי. ווי דיק שבס יוסף, בסעיף סימן זה ממה שכוסף שם ביטור, דין הנסה, ואפילו עם ההטר שומן, we discussed that, ואפילו עם ההטר שומן, מותר, ובידר כמי שס, in other words, so בס יוסף, points out there is a stira between two tours, one tour says that even though the Yisar is Kochush, but if the Heter is Shomein, and that's literally together with the Yisar the Kochush, so we say that it's Mavliya Bikule. But Ligabei Isabelua, so the aloha is that the Nisabelua is not Yetzi Beloi Reitev, unless the Belua itself is Shomein, but if the Belua itself is not Shomein, even though the thing in which it is Belua is Shomein, so then it's not Yetzi Beloi Reitev, but why don't we apply this concept that the Shomein is Mifapea the Kochush, and then once it is Mifapea the Kochush, so the Kochush becomes Shomein, and then it answers. So that's the stira that the Bes Yosef points out in the Torah. So the Dakimeshe, we discussed that. So the Dakimeshe says that there is a difference. When does the Torah say that even if the Heter is the Shomein, and the Yisar is the Kochush, so then we say that the Heter is Mifapea, is Mifateim, the Yisa the Kochush, that is if the Kochush is relatively Kochush, but it's Chilev. So there is a modicum of fatness, even in the so-called Chilev Kochush. So then we say, even though it's not sufficiently Shomei, but there is a madikum of shamnunes in the isa kochosh. So when the heter is shomen ligamre, so then it's mifatin. Masheinke, if the isa is kochosh ligamre, then we do not say that the shomen that the heter that is shomen ligamre is mifatin the isa that is kochosh ligamre. There must be a madikum of fatness in the so called isa kochosh. That's the document. So he says, with document, because the kamayel bechil of kochosh sheiv v'chtinas yisa, the korli kochosh kimi shenim fapeya ubozet dafke amrinon shashum fapeya kimi shalikoponim shem cholavolo shem chilavolo v'koshi domereich emilzi alfin olo v'shom mayer nibosa kochosh v'loy mechil of kochosh v'chein nitshik amidrish olo v'eit koshi domo yuska kam chilav rak tichas yisa. Now this kashi that Vishom Mayra Mibosa Kochosh, the Lord Mechilev Kochosh, is no kashe, because it doesn't have to apply dafke to Chilev. What the documentation means, that when we say that the heta, that the Shomen Ligamre is Mifatein, the Kochosh, only when the Kochosh has a madikum of fatness. So in Chilev, it certainly has a madikum of fatness. But we can visualize, in Boso not Chilev, also it should have a madikum of fatness. It's not Shomen Ligamre. Alright, now, Vichein, וכן היקשר המדריש שלו ואית קושה דאולו יוסקה כאן חילב רק תחסיסה. So again, the same תרץ, תחסיסה, but so the documentation will say it means תחסיסה that has a medical effectness, but it's not שומר לגמרי. So then, if the heter is שומר לגמרי, then it's מפתה the כוחוש that has a certain minimum effectness. ורואיסים מתארצים. Now, this רואיסים מתארצים really could mean what the Orach HaShulchan says, even though it's not so explicit. V'ro'isim itarzim, v'chan d'ro'isam osam achmas atzmei, amrim na'afilu imu isa kochush v'ayet ha'shomein, shemelech ho'isam imei. Ma'achad ba'al kocho pilates chitif nevele, al kocho ha'shumi sholet ha'misarif maritif nevele. Av likam d'mayre b'isa v'lua, amrinon, af al pishe isa achtich ha'shikibu l'isa rishmeino, en ha'shumen shebo melech v'yasi isa rimo, v'ilu. So this could mean what the Orach HaShulchan says. But the Taz rejected. Ve'ilu dvorim built in the chenim kwa. Do mishneyem yishvul v'kitzvo. Do di kisho yisar u'machmas atzmei. V'u kochush. Yesh leikeyach le'eser achticha she'etzli b'loi reiti. At kinen tila. Ve'ach hazeh kolo keichei. U'v'usa b'lua. Yesh leikeyach le'ilich hatzif achticha. Hayi ba'atzmo shenofa l'yisar. U'mishon ve'ilich yin leikeyach klau b'loi reiti. Af al pishim unach mame shalom. V'im kei yesh kalachim. Dima l'yisar b'lua she'yish mokim yisar mame shumen. Af lo chei me'il שיוצא חוץ לגבולי, כל שמי יישא מצד עצמי, שגבולי לעשר עד כדי קליפה ויכתיך הסתר, ויסו אולוי שלא יהיה לו שום משל תיך הסתר, ויציא חוץ לגבולי, תיקח לחוץ לגבול של האחר, רק קליפה ויישא מצד עצמי, כמו יחוץ לגבול בכל האחתיך שהצלחתיך, שנס רומח מדוי סיסי, אבל זה צנת מוכח. ואית ראי ברורי, ממוקר דין זה, שני עומד מה שקוסו תיסס בראש כרגיל לנו, שיבים וסיוסו בסימן זה, דיינו מה שקוסו, שיבים צחתיך על חצי בחציר וחצי חוץ לציר, שיש חוץ לציר ינס על מה שלמטו, ואפילו יש סומן מסי חציר, ויאמדינו שנעשו נבלה, ומפפיע למיילו, כאילו שהציר עצבן ומפפיע, וכי קוסו ואתו סימן סמכתס, וכאן בסיר הסימן, והרי לפניכו שהציר הוא עוצר, מסד עצמי, שהוא אדם שייצא מן הבוסו, ואפילו אוכל עם מזיק לי, השומן לא יליח ימי במוקים שהוא אלך. ומה שכוסף בסיוסף גוזר ליטרי זה דם משלק שורק ותמוע תחשים שאין שומן גירם לדם מה שאין טובי מה שאין טובי הוכנה מאין גירם להבליה מה שאין ביטיבי להבליה בלעבוכי אלא ודאי דובו זה הוא אין לי יסוד ואי ככלל ומדלי איון אמרוכי ודברי התור תמוי מי כמי שכוסף בסיוסף ואילו לידי מסתפינה. Now this is the important point in the task. ואילו לידי מסתפינה להגיע או יסי מגיע בדברי התור בלושן זה אלא אפילו חתיך עשו יסה שמינו וכתיך הסתר כחוש והוכה קומה לאי מבויה בכתיך האחס שיש בו עצמו חילף דהיינה כהי דגדי שצולי וחלבי שזוכה למיילו אלא אפילו אם יש שני כתיכס הוא יחוד איסה ויחוד היתר ואיסי של איסה שומן עם פפי או איסה בכל היתר וזה מוכח לנוסה שלבנינו קושה שהוא יולי לימה לאי מבויה באיסה שומן ואת הכוחוש להפלו בית השומן גם לא שמפפי וכולי שכל מתורם יושב לבקר של שלבנינו והוא יולי מה, נפפיע בייסר וחיזו נפפיע בעתה, ופי מה שכוספת אחר לכם. So the Taz makes a correction to the Torah. In other words, the Taz says, that according in view of the fact that the Torah says that that Nisa Belua is not Yetzi Belereitev. So even though it is Belua in something that is Shomei, it's not Yetzi Belereitev, unless the Belua itself, unless the Belua itself, the Belua itself is Shomei. But unless the Belua itself is Shomei, but just because, but the fact that the solvent, the thing in which the Yisav is Belua, is Shomei, that, then it doesn't Asa. So Mimele, the Torah couldn't say that where the Yisav is Kochush, and the Heter is Shomei, so then it's Mifatim Nisa. Because Mimonev Shechi says, if in the case where the Yisav is Kochush, and the Heter is Shomei, so the Shomei, the Heter, is Mifatim Nisa, so certainly, in the case where the solvent is Shomei, but the Belua, that is Belua inside the solvent, is Kochush. So we certainly should say that the solvent, after all, there is a greater proximity between the Belua and the solvent than there is between two separate Chtiches, Heter and Isa. So if we don't apply the concept of Mifate, we don't apply the concept of Mifate in the case where the solvent is Shomein and the Belua is Kochush, Allah has come v'chamo that we shouldn't apply the concept of Mifate where the Heter is Shomein and the Isa that is an entire Chtiche altogether, completely independent of the Heter, is Kochush. So Memeled, the Shita, so he says the Shita Saturi is Enochaname, that when is Slim Avliya Bikulei only when the Isar is Shomein. But if the Isar is Kochush, even though the Heter is Shomein, so then it's not Mavliya Bikulei, it's only Mavliya Kedinitile. But what does the Torah say? The Torah says that not only do we say if the Isar is Shomein, and the Isar is Shomein, and it's part and parcel of the same Chatiche as the Heter. So we say that it's Marapei Bechulei, but even in a case where you have two separate Chatiches, and Isar and Heter. And the Isar is Shomein, so it's Marapeia in the Heter. But only if the Isar itself is Shomein, not if the Heter is Shomein. So he makes a correction in the Torah. In other words, the Taz paskens, not the way it appears in Shulchan Aruch. The Taz paskens that when do we say that al bitzli it asas bikulei in two situations. Either in the situation, this goes without saying that it's mifapeya bikulei, where it's one chatiche. Let's say you have a kulye that has a piece of chilev, a kidney of a behemoth, that has a piece of chilev shomein attached to it. So the Heter and the Yisar are mamesh in mon chatiche. So then it goes without saying that the portion of the chilev that is part and parcel of the same chatiche as the kidney, it's mon chatiche, is mifapei b'chulei. But even when you have two separate chatiches, and Yisar and Heter, and the Yisar is shomein legamre, and the Heter is kochush legamre, so he also says mafeg v'chulei. But in the case where the Yisar is kochush and the Heter is shomein, so then we don't say mifati. In other words, he is chilik on the psak of the Shulchan Aruch.
Time. By Sif, we went over Sif Yud in the Taz. Now, the Tamtzis of Sif Yud in the Taz is that he makes a correction in the Tur. Instead of the Tur saying that where the Chtichas Heter is Shomei and the Chtichas Isar is Kochush, so then we say that it's Mifapeya, it's Mifatim, that the Heter the Shomein is first Mifatein, the Yisar the Kochush, and then, so the Kochush becomes Shomein, and then it's Mifapeya. So the heretofore Kochush, which now is converted into Shomein, in the second step, is Mifapeya in the whole Chatiche. So he says the Torah doesn't say that. But he makes a correction, and that instead the Torah is saying that Loi Miboye, if the Chtichas Yisar is part and parcel with the Heter, in other words, let's say like a kulye that has a piece of chilev attached to it. So then we say that it's mefapeya in the whole chtiche. So there it's a dollar poshut that is mefapeya chotiche because it's the same chtiche. But even if the iser and the heter represent two separate chtiches, and the iser is shomein, so the iser is mefapeya in the whole chtiche of heter. That's all that the Torah is saying. In other words, he changes the girse in the Torah. So in other words, so according to the Taz, when does Ichticha of Isa Asa al the Tzli Ichticha of Heta Bikule, not just Kidinitile, only if the Ichticha of Isa is Shomim, but if the Ichticha of Isa is Kochush, even though the Ichticha of Heta is Shomim, so then we do not say that it's first Mifatim here to for Kochush, and then the Kochush in the second step, which is now Shomein, is Mifapeya in the head. Right, this is. So naturally, they are all Chilik. They are all Chilik. Right, now. Tzorich Nitila Smoki. Sif Yudal. Tzorich Nitila Smoki. Shebeisei Moki im Nechshav Oisa Tvei. Ki Luhu Behin. Vinilman Bepesach. So the Gemara in Kisak Seiri. Calls it serious, so notav ala pesach, so yitel mekeime. So in other words, that's the shita of Rashi. So the Rashi says that tzli in one respect is more chomer than bishul, because by bishul where you have reitev, so then if you have shishim, so everything is muta. You don't have to be keile if you have to. You don't have to be yitel mekeime. But by tzli when you have two chtiches, Iser and Heter, that were nitzel together, and it's a Dovah Shamei, so then it's Mifapeya Bechulei, so even though the Heter is Shishi, the chtiches Heter is a gigantic chtiche, and the chtiches Iser is a relatively small chtiche, and the chtiches Heter has 60 measures, neged the chtiches Iser, so the chtiche in its entirety is muter, but you have to be Neitel Mekeimi. At the point of junction, you have to peel off. You have to peel off. Why? Well, the question is, why is it different than Bishul? So the answer is, because by Bishul, where there is Reitev, so there is no more concentration of Bliya at the point of junction than in any other part of the Deir. So there is even distribution, even relative to the point of junction, there is even distribution. Masha'inkin here, where there is no reitev, so true in the rest of the chatiche, outside the place of junction. So there is even distribution. But at the place of junction, there is a concentration of bliye. So memela, since there is a concentration of bliye at the point of junction, so memela it's considered like nika oisa. This is what the Taz is saying. Shebeisi mokei nechshav yisa tvei kulubem. V'nimu pesach. That's the Gemara. That's the Gemara. Ayin gimu, ayin dalet in psoche. All right. Now, sif yud veis. Vafilu yike samech tzorich nitilas mokei. Tzorich nitilas mokei. V'yochenoi. V'davke b'yiseh chilev. Oishor isa, Dishaya Beisham Nunes. Dishaya Beisham Nunes. Avo Beisa Dishaya Beisham Nunes. Wood Bivadai Kochush, Eineisa. Eineisa. Alright. Now, Dishaya Beisham Nunes. In other words, when do we say that we are not Pekim and we treat everything as Shomein? That is, if it is something that has Sham Nunes. It has shamnunes, but the question is, does it have enough shamnunes? Doesn't it have sufficient shamnunes? Masha'inkin, if it's a kind of Isa that doesn't have shamnunes altogether, so then we do not say einun pekim. The shaya b'shamnunes nischav b'zel itzir levela shekos b'shar idure the tzorich samach neg de'avim zicher v'chos avidakim eishe itzir levela kaigam nami mifapeya dumye dechelet the loykin vado yachlik lagmore be'atmeye. Alright. Now, oy bosa bechol. Hot ichtich hasise ariseres chavato. Bingi osa davke kishe isura machmasatz.
kinevelo yubosa bechol. Aval imein bo el in bo yisrael mashe bolam mokem achaya in yiseres acheres anigaz. Afilo in yisru diach. Bamed lo amurim kishepol yisrael shen vapeya. Aval bol nad lo amfapin bitivon kin shumen yiseres chavato bein bitzli בין ביצלי בין בניגז ובזו חם בחם או בתחתינו חם ובלינו חננס שיצא בלו בעצם פפיע ויצמחתיך ולכתיך. Now here we have a Taz, and this Taz discusses a very fundamental point. Now, so the Mechava says that when do we say that al ביצלי without ratef, so one יכתיך הסיסר for contact with heter, asas the heter kidei nitile, not bikulo, but kidei nitile it asas. So that is only if it's osa machmas atzmo. But suppose the chtiches iser is not osa machmas atzmo. It is osa machmas abelua shebiseicho, and this chtiches iser that contains the nisa belua. So in other words, the solvent is not osa, but the solvent contains a nisa belua, and this is in contact with the heter, so the heter doesn't become oser at all. You don't have to be natal mekeme, you don't even have to be kilif mekeme, nothing. Because blia doesn't go out below yiretiv. Blia doesn't go out below yiretiv, unless the belua is a dovashom. So then the belua will come out. But suppose the belua is not a dovashom, and as the Torah says, even if the solvent is a Dovah Shomein, so then the Belua is not Yetzei without Reitev. But, so when do we say, so the Heta doesn't become Osar at all, not even Kedekli, nothing. So when do we say that Al Beitzli, so the Chtichas Yisrael by contact, with full contact, with Heta, Asar's Kedekli, the Heta, only if it's Osar Machmasat. But if it's also machmas abelua, should we say chay? No. In other words, suppose first you cooked in a pot chtiches heter together with chilev. Then you took out the chtiches heter after it was cooked together with chilev. You took out the chtiches heter, you identify it, you recognize it, but it has a bliyeh. It has a bliyeh. And you boiled it. You boiled this chtiches heter that absorbed from chilev, you boiled it. Well, chilev might not be a good example because usually chilev is a dovah shomei. So, but let's say the chilev is not shomei, it's kochel. So let's say the chtichas heter in the pot were cooked with nevele that was kochel. So the chtichas nevele that was kochel in the pot. So then, after he finished cooking them, so he recognized the chtichas heter. He took out the chtichas heter. So it's not osa machmas atzmo, it's osa machmas abelua shebiseicho, because it absorbed nevele, and he took this chtiches heter that absorbed nevele, and he boiled it together in contact with chtiches heter. So that chtiches heter that was boiled with this chtiches heter that contains the belua of nevele does not become osa ro. This is what he's saying. But when do we say that it was asa? Only in the tosa machmas atzmo. In other words, if he boiled a chticha of nevele, this is a chticha of nevele, and this is a chticha of eter, and they are boiled together in the oven with contact between the two. So then it asas kedei nitile. Then it asas kedei nitile if they are both kushim. But or if it's basa b'chol. So what does it mean basa b'chol? So the plain pshat in basa b'cholov means, let's say you had the chtichas boso, and then some milk, and that chtichas boso, let's say, was cooking in a pot, and then some milk spilled on the chatiche. So that chatiche absorbed milk to the extent that the milk gave a tam of milk in that chatiche. Then this is the chatiche that was cooking in a pot, and milk spilled on it, and it absorbed the tam of milk. Then I took this chatiche and I boiled it in contact with the chtichas heter. So then, and they're both crushing. So then it will asa kedei nitil. This is what Mechaber is saying. Hikshomasha. Before you get an oshe simen amei, do kaimilon in isa belua, helia belareite, afilo bibosa b'chol, viraye mitipas cholof shenoflo al bosa. So in other words, so why does he want to mention the Raya? Because he could say, maybe Cholov is a Dovaram Fapeya? So and the Mechaber says here, Beferesh, that if the Belua is a Dovaram Fapeya, so then it is Yetzibeli Reiti, obviously. So he says, no, Cholov is not a Dovaram Fapeya. V'horaya, it's Mifuresh, it's Simen Tzadik Beis. So in Siman Tzadik Beis it's mentioned that if you have a parting number of chatiches and then some milk spilled on the uppermost chaticho and it was above the level of the reitev, this uppermost chaticho, and he didn't stir immediately the soup over the chatichas, so then only this chaticho remains osir. But this chaticho does not become osir. We don't even have to be natalis mikema in this chaticho. That is in contact with this chaticho. Why? Because since there was no reitev, so memele and bolua is not yetzibili reitev, so the milk that was absorbed in this chaticho will not come out and travel into this chaticho. So we see that milk is not treated as a dorasham milk. Milk is not considered. We could say that milk is a dorashame. After all, every milk has fat. No, so we see that milk is not considered to be sufficiently shame to be yetze, even though the milk is a balua. So mimele he has the kashe. So v'raya mitipas cholov shenof olbo, so b'shem tzadik beit. V'kshene esro yisach ticho b'lein yo v'kiso, in yisar asachir shenof gocham zu bezu. So, Eloshatu loidobikan. There's the lotion of the Marshal. So in other words, the Marshal makes the comment against the tool. There's the lotion of the tool. So he says, Nivelo, you understand? Because Nivelo, so if Ichticha of Nivelo was boiled in contact with Ichticha of Heter, so then it asks the Heter Kedemitir, even though both are Khush. But, why does he say Bosa B'cholov? What does he mean Bosa B'cholov? If Ichtichas Bosa, on which milk spilled, so was then, after that, it was taken out from the pot, and it was boiled in contact with Tichas Heter. So it asks the Tichas Heter Kedenitile. Why should it ask Kedenitile? After all, in order to ask Kedenitile, then the Belua must be capable of traveling, but the Belua is incapable of traveling unless the Belua is a Dovaram Fapeya, and Cholov is not a Dovaram Fapeya. Cholov is not a Dovaram Fapeya. So the Mashal says, Elashad Tuli Dog become. So in other words, he should only have mentioned Davke Kishi Surah Machmasatmo Kigeni Vele and not mention Basamachal. Oi Im Loishani Forish Mashikosab Khan, that's all part of the lotion of the Mashal. Bosa Bekholov, Haine Bosa Ham Shenoga Bigvino, Sheze Hoshivisa Machmasatmo. So he says, but the Pshat in the Torah could be not if Ichtiches Boso that was cooking in a pot and milk spilled on it. Then he took it out and he boiled it in contact with Ichtiches Heter. So it asks Ichtiches Heter Kedei Nitile. That not, because in that case, the milk, the Belua, is incapable of coming out. So Mimele, even though the Boso is in contact, but the milk is not in contact. The milk is Belua. In the interior of the Chatich. So then the Ichtiches Heter wouldn't become Osir at all. Not even Kedeni Tile. But the tour has reference to a case, or Ibosa Becholov, it means, suppose you boiled a piece of boso and a piece of cheese in contact with each other. So then, the cheese would become, and let's say, and the boso and the cheese are both kosh. It's lean boso and the cheese is kosh. So then, the cheese will become Osa Kedeni Tile. This is what the Torah means. Natur does not have reference. So the Mashal says, the Torah does not have reference to a case where Chtichas Boso that was cooking in a pot, and milk spilled on it, then he took this Chtichas Boso and boiled it in contact with the Chtichas Heter. Then the Chtichas Heter doesn't become Osir at all. But when one boiled a piece of Boso in contact with a piece of cheese, so the cheese, and both are Kushim, so the cheese becomes Osir Kedeni Tile. He says, Pirish Aboso Yeoso Machmaze, Gam Biteras Abais, Biteras, Samin, so the cheese becomes Osakinetile and the Boso becomes Osakinetile, both natural. Gabitiras Abai Zoh, Bais Dalet, Chal Dalet, Kim Kosab Behedi, Al Bosso Shinesa Micholov, Vin Heinzea the Asia Shaw Bosso Belevate, Afimishtey and Hamis, Vin Kosab Eid, Vidaf Tadiktes, on the days, the Hilif with Dam Amifab. Amifab. So it's a big Hilish. And he mentions that in the name of the Rashba. And that happens to be the sheet of the right. There is a Rephaim on that Raivet, in Macholas Asura. So that happens to be the Shite of the Raivet. The Raivet Shite is that if Ichtichas Bosa absorbed Cholov, it was cooking in a pot, and then milk stood on it, and it gave, to an extent that it gave, the milk gave a time of Cholov in the Bosa, and then that chtichas boso that absorbed milk, it's chepzov batzmacholov, the Rambam, the Raivet doesn't discuss. The Rashba discusses sli, but the Raivet doesn't discuss sli. The Raivet discusses bishul, but where there is no reading. So in other words, because the Rambam says imacholes asures. The Raivet Rambam in Perek Tes Mufas Cholos Asuras Halacha Tes Halacha Yud says Nofal Cholov V'Sigdero Shel Bosho Teyamim Mesach Ticho Shenofal Aleo Cholov Im Yeish Bo Tam Cholov Akamuta. Naturally, if it's just a drop of milk first spilled on a Chtichas Bosho and he doesn't give it Tam Cholov in the Bosho, so everything is Mutar, even that particular Chatich V'im Yeish B'Chticho Tam Cholov. But if there is enough milk spilled on that chaticho, on the uppermost chaticho, that is above the level of the reiti, afal pi shim tisoch et achaticho liyishoya betam, hoyo v'yeish bo ato tam cholov, nes ro yis chaticho, u'mishaarim b'chulo. So if the other chatiches, in the gdeiro, have 60 measures neged the size of the chaticho, so then the Gdeiro becomes Mutar. But suppose the other Chatiches in the Gdeiro do not have 60 measures negated, so then the whole Gdeiro is also. All the other Chatiches are also. So the Raivet is Masik. The Raivet is Masik. Now, his Kashi, the Raivet says, now, let's say if milk spilled on the uppermost Chaticha, and there was no reitiv here. The reitiv, the level of the reitiv reached up to here. So here there was no reitiv. So, and that milk gave a tam of cholov in this chaticho. So, and there is no shishim in the other chatiches, neged the whole chaticho. So why should the other chatiches be osir? After all, in belu ayetzeb l'reiti. So memela, that means that the cholov cannot come out from this chaticho and spread into the other chatiches with which it is in contact. So, because there is no reitiv. So, mimele, since it cannot spread, so mimele, the other chatiha should be mutal gamre. So, he's masik on the Rambam. So, Reb Chaim discusses the shittes Rambam, and he discusses the shittes Raim. Now, it seems that the Rashba shittes is like the Raivet. That's why I'm mentioning the Reb Chaim and the Raivet. So he says as follows. Now we pass in that Efshali Sechte is also. There is a machlekes in the Gemara. The Gabi Bosa Bacholov itself, whether Efshali Sechte is muter or Efshali Sechte is also. What does it mean Efshali Sechte is muter or also? Now, let's say, a chticha of boso was cooking in a pot. And then milk spilled on it. And it gave it a macholov in that chticha of boso. Then he took out that chticha of boso that became boso. And he put it in another pot, let's say. And then there is no shishi neged that chaticha in the other pot. But there is certainly shishi neged the quantity of milk that this chaticha absorbed. So if we say Efshali Seichte is muter, so then all the other chatichas in the other part are muter. If we say Efshali Seichte is osea, so the moment, so we say chaticha nasis nevele, the moment the tipas cholov gave it am cholov in that chaticha in the first part. Now I'm mentioning it with two parts. I mean, the same thing applies to the same part. So the moment when the tipas cholov gave it time of cholov in that chaticha, it became an entity of it, the whole thing. So memele, then he cooks it in another part with other chatichas. So even though when it's cooked with other chatichas in the part, in the other part, so then the milk is squeezed out from this chaticha and it is distributed evenly in the whole deire. And in each chatiche, there is much less than to give it time. But still, we need shishim neged the whole chatiche. Not just shishim neged the original quantity of milk that was nivla in the chatiche. According to Mandoma, according to Shmuel, that says that actually sechta is muter. So if in the other part there is shishim negative quantity of milk absorbed by the chatiche, even though there are no 60 measures negative chatiche itself, so then it is already mutar. But we pass neshal sechtizos. So Rav Chaim says there is a fundamental machlekes between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam shita is that the reason as to why. The Rambam shita is that the pshat in Efshali Seichte Yoser is that the reason as to why, let's say, in other words, the Mandoma who says Efshali Seichte Yoser, so if a certain chatiche absorbed milk and it had at that moment it had it am cholov, even though later on you put it in another pot and the milk is squeezed out, there is no milk. Or it's reduced to a minimum, I mean, so it has very little milk, much less than to give it up, so it still remains awesome. And if we say, actually, sechta is muter, so we say, since originally the milk gave it tam cholov in that bosa, so even though later on you squeeze out all the milk, and there is no tam bosa later on, it still is awesome. So according to the Rambam, the pshat in actually sechta osea means that in view of the fact that cholov by itself is muter, bosa by itself is muter, and when the two combine together, so that one gives it tam in the other, then it becomes an entity of isea. So then it's not only that the combination is the entity of isea. True, originally the cholov before it combined with the bosa was heter, but once they combine, so each component becomes a hefzer isea. Not just the combination. That's the shittas Rambam. The shittas Ravid is no. Cholov by itself is eta, was eta. And the bosa by itself was eta. When the two combine together, you form the synthesis, so then it became osea. So the heftza of isa does not consist of the synthesis. But each component by itself is not a heftza of isa. But of course, as long as they exist in a state of synthesis, in a combination, so mele, the bosa particle is also osea, because it's part and parcel of that synthesis. But if you squeeze out the milk from the bosa, then you don't have a synthesis anymore. So mele, the bosa particles by themselves. Are not a heft of visa. So then you'll say, but so why does Rav and Rabbi Yechanan say, and that's the way he passed, Efshali Sechte is Osea. So that is only as a remnant of visa. Because once, when the cholov spilled on the bosa, so then it gave a time of cholov in the bosa. So it became a synthesis of bosa and cholov. So everything, every molecule of that synthesis was Osea. Every particle of that synthesis was osa, as long as it was in a state of synthesis. So mainly, even if though later on you squeeze out all the milk from that chaticha, so then you only have one component left, the bosa component. The cholov component was already removed, so it still remains osa, the bosa component. Of Isaiah, but it's not Osea. It's not Osea in itself as an entity of Isaiah. The entity of Isaiah consists in the synthesis and the reason. And the reason as to why it remains Osea, even after you squeezed out all the milk, is because as a remnant of Isaiah. So Mele, so when is a child to say as a remnant of Isaiah? The boso bien. Mashein Kein, when that bosa, when that bosa is nivla in an adachtichas bosa, so it has to answer the adachtichas bosa to the aloch of tamkikea. It cannot answer the adachtichas bosa to the aloch of tamkikea, inasmuch as this is not the essential isa. The essential isa consists in the synthesis. So mimele, when is milk spilled, the Rambam says, that if you had milk, if milk spilled upon, let's say, the uppermost chatich, and there was no rate, and if even though it's loy near of loy kisa, he didn't stir the rate to cover all the chatiches. So if there is no shishim in the other chatiches, in the gdeira, all the other chatiches become moser. The rabbi says no, the other chatiches do not become moser. True, we say actually sechti is osea, so that means that this chaticha will remain osea leilam voed. Even though a chemist will extract, will squeeze out every droplet of milk from this chaticha, but it will still be osea. Why? Because it became osea. It remains osea as a remnant of isea. But this is not the essence of isea. The essence of bosa becholov consists in the synthesis of bosa becholov. So Woman Doma says, since the essence of Bosa B'cholov consists in the synthesis, so the moment a chemist extracts all the milk from the chatiche, then the chatiche's Bosa itself becomes muter. So the Adam and Domar, and we pass like the Adam and Domar, like Rav and Rabbi Yechon, and says, no, even though you extracted every droplet of milk from that chatiche, but originally, before you extracted, it was an entity of Basa B'chol, it became Moser, so every molecules, so while it existed in a state of synthesis, every molecule, every particle of it was Oseh. So even after you extracted the Cholov from it, it remains Oseh, as a remnant of Iseh. So as a remnant of Iseh, this can remain Oseh, but when particles of Boso, but the Rambam says that even though Loi Niyah veloi Kiso, so Mimele, the Cholov, without Niyah and Kiso, without Reitev, the droplets of milk that were absorbed by this chaticho do not travel. They do not come out. But particles of boso do travel. Because between here there is no reitev. But between the bottom of the chaticho and this chaticho there is reitev. But the Ravid says, no. Since there is reitev only here, but not here, so only particles of boso can travel to the other chatiches. But particles, droplets of cholov cannot travel to the other chatiches because there is no reitev up here. So mimele, true, but the Rambam shita is, even though the droplets of cholov cannot travel all the way, but who cares that the droplets of cholov cannot travel? The moment this cholov gave it tam, cholov in the boso, so even the particles of boso became a heft of boso cholov. Without cholov. And the particles of boso do travel, because between this chatich and this chatich there is reite. So then the particles of boso travel throughout the gdeir. So in Meile, all the other chatichas become boso if there is no shishin. But the Ravid says, no. Since two the particles of boso remain of boso lilom void, even after you squeeze out the milk. But why do they remain Oseh? As a remnant of Iseh. So that thing itself remains Oseh as a remnant of Iseh. But something that is only Oseh as a remnant of Iseh cannot Aser another Chatiche. In order to Aser another Chatiche, it must represent the essence of Iseh. This is the Shittes HaRaivet. Now we see that the Shittes HaRajbo and the Mashal is like the Shittes HaRaivet. So this is what they are saying. So hikshav mashal pirgid anoshe simemei do kaimelo enisa belua hilre belreite afilu posa becholov viraye mitipas cholov shenof al posa besimen zaribeis tichshenes choi sachati cho beloinio vikiso inisares achere shenov uchamim zebezu elo shatur lidog vikam im lo shenim foreish ma shikosef kam biposa becholov haini posa cham shenoga bigvino so memele. So the boso asers kedini tileshe ze choshuf isa machmas atzmi. Pirusha boso yosa, kedini tileshe de gvino yosa kedini tileshe machmaze. Kam mitiras abai, so aruch, kosa behedye, kinkos behedal, boso shnesa mecholov, din chizo veisa shor boso belereitiv. Afu shtein chamis. So it doesn't aser at all, not even kedini tileshe. Vichin kosa fei, bitav tzadik tes, dichilef vidam eimifam. Alright. Now, let's see. Now let's go to the Shach. Now we're up to the Shach. Sif Yud Gimel. Avolim hu bereitev l'riyaf l'miktsos okin tzorach l'imash l'boi alir. Uchtich ha-seta shel Yitzla, atam kosov bis Yosef. V'oz l'heta l'mfatim l'yisa. V'hod aroz l'yisa l'mfatim l'heta. V'chol dova sheyesh l'pipua. In other words, the Shach and all the other Nisi Kelim do not make any correction in the Torah. I mean, the Taz is the only one who makes a correction in the Torah. Alright. Also, in other words, so what is the Mechava Paschus like the Rashbo? That where the Heter and the Iser are Shmeini, and then it Asal Vikulei, but in addition, so even though there is Shishim, so everything beyond the area of junction, so it becomes is muter, but you have to be natal as became at the area of junction. You have to be natal as became the area of junction. Why? Because there is a concentration of this. That's the Rashi Bishit. So let us mock him. Vidas Mari, the Cholhecha, the bottle Bishishim in Tzorich Loi Nitila Voloi Klipe, because then why should it be more homo than Bishul Mamech? Umarshal Bisa Veheta Shalei, Uperigin Hanoshi, Simen Chofres, Kosav, the Bikochu Shish Lehatzrich, Klipe bimliche untile bitzli. Av vidi kesamech. Avol shomein Yofe Kosav Mari Vahamachmira Vekshu Bachishachilech. Because the Marshal uses such a sharp expression because the Gemara in Erevin says, and that was, I mean, let's say before the bas kol. So if someone is follows up the chumras of the shamei b'silel, so ksil b'chei shachir. So the mashal says, that if it is kochush, if the femaris in according to our judgment, it appears to be kochush. But we don't consider ourselves keen, so memele, we require shishi. That's only a chumre, because maybe we don't have a good sense in determining whether something is sufficiently shomim or not. So because of that we are machmir. But then we require shishim. But even if we have shishim, since it's very likely that it's kochush, it's not shomim, it's only because we don't trust ourselves. But it's very likely that it's kochush, and if it's kochush, if a klapishmai is galia, then it's kochush. Then it doesn't tasa bikulei, but it only we have to be neighbor as bikame or by miliche. We have to be kalev. We have to be kalev. So in this case too, it's very likely that it is kochush. So even though there is shishim, but we have to be neighbor as bikame anyway. Mashein came where we are sure that it's shomim. So then it has the same din as Bishul. So why, and there is Shishim, so why Binatilas became a over and above the Shishim? So if one is Machmir, he says, Ksil Bachei Shechilech, Ad Kan Lo. V'chai Gav Nikos Emara Mepadve, V'chuv Esarav Tzim Tzadik, Ayin Shom. V'da Asarav V'tiras Hatos, Rish Kual Amit Zayin, Gav Isli, V'rish Kual Amit Ches Gav Mliche, Ki Am Chab. V'chain Kos Afkan Bagot, V'chain Nafiskim Akadmeini, Hamfosomim Sebrinkim. So in other words, so even though the Mashal says Ksil Bachei Shechilech, but so many poskim, I mean, agree with the shit of the Rashi. Why? Because true, it's Idova Shomein, but it's not like Bishul Mamesh. In Bishul Mamesh, so even at the area of junction, there is even distribution. But here, the area of junction, there is a concentration of Dliya, so it's considered like Nikoi. Why? Oy Shor Yisa Dishaya Bishamunis. V'nizboya Bechamaduchte Didam Lishaya Bishamunis. Miu Bisiftes, so Mele it should follow, according to what the Ramo says here, that vis-a-vis the Isadam, so we shouldn't require Shishi. Still, Miu Bisiftes, his boy, the Neagim Lishaya Bimbicha Bisame, Hafut Korosh Ligamre, even vis-a-vis the Isadam, so he says still, Im Kenho Adim Bitsli, Monevshech, if Bimliche, it's even a Kalachet. If Bimliche, we are machmir to require Samech, even in something that is kochush, that does not even have a madikum of shamnunis, like dam. Dam does not have even a madikum, usually. Sometimes it might be different. But usually it doesn't even have a madikum of shamnunis. So certainly by tzli, v'chei masham ben tiras hatas, v'chei masham diva shal, v'shoachim. Oh, so there is a stira. So the Shach says no, there is no stira, because we hold this also. Marav Kan, the Sokochus Ligamre in the Isir, Rakei Nitile, Haini Bisad Rabono, Kidli Kamo, Sivtes, Vainsho. In other words, Enoch Name, when Ramo says here that something that usually does not have even a minimum of Shamnunes, so then we do not require Samech. So that has only reference to something that is also only in the Rabbono. Only in the Rabbono. So if it has a madikum of shamnunes, we still require shishim. But if it doesn't have usually a madikum of shamnunes, we don't require mashenkin if it involves an isad raise. So then even something that is kochosh legamre and doesn't have even a madikum of shamnunes, so you also treat the shamnunes. In other words, because maybe very little shamnunes is needed. Alright. Now this is a very difficult shach. There's a lot of lomdes in this shach. And you'll see that this shach mentions the lomdes of Reb Chaim. I mean, it mentions it in the name of the Mari. Mashma da hinichtichas boso, shenivla micholo, not the way the Mashal explains the Torah. That the, when the Torah says, Dafke kishso machmas atzmo kigosa becholov, he doesn't mean yechtichas boso that absorbs cholov, but he means if boso was boiled in contact with cheese. No, it's not mashma like that. Mashma that yechtichas boso shenivam cholov. Shenechshav kol achticho gufo yisa. Uchmeshe kosvu aposkim bisimen tzadik beitz. Uchilosh nazeh kosvu atuam chabeli lisimen kufal. Ein lo din chtiche ruyel yischabit. That when do we say chtichor will is chabit? Afilu the liquid bottle, only if it's also machmas hat. But if it's also machmas balua, so we do not say chtichor will is chabit, afilu the liquid bottle. So there it's mentioned that nivele is considered also machmas hatzmo, and bosa becholov also considered bosa machmas hatzmo. So just as over there it's considered also machmas hatzmo, so here too it's considered also machmas hatzmo. Genevele bosa becholov perish, gam kidani shemigun, bosa becholov. וכן אבין מעריב עד הכמי שבדרישה ושור אחרי נדברתו שאין כדברה מחבר תכתיך אז בו שרב לו המחולוב או יסרס חברתו בן גיה בלו יראיתי אוכי נרש בו כוסה ותירס הבייס דבורים אלו שאומרו אפילו בוסה בחולוב שהחולוב אין מפפיה ואף על פי because if חולוב would be מפפיה so then even if it's not treated as a ניסה מחמס עצמו like בלוה but If the balua is the one for peya, so it is yeitzei michticha lichticha b'lo yireitiv. B'lo yireitiv. Where if it's shomim. So, d'vore melu shomu afilu b'osa b'cholov, shacholov inim for peya. V'af al pisho su kechtichas nivele. So true that cholov itself is not idara shomim. But let's say if the bosor is shomim. The bosor is shomim. So the bosor itself is a heftzal viser. So who is interested in the question as to whether the cholov will come out from chtiche to chtiche? Let's say that the cholov will not come out, but as long as the bosor particles themselves are a heftzal viser. So and if the bosor particles are shomei, so let it asa the other chtiche of bosor that is in contact between with it. Completely, and let's say if the bosa particles are not shomei, so let it uchol apoches aser kedei nitile. But the Rashba says it's not even mosa kedei nitile. The Rashba says. So he says va'avol pishosu ketichas nevele losu kivela atzmo davase at kan lishenei uvikitzvei mari kosa vishemeirei v'zel lishenei veid misupek ani bibosa shekibutam echolov shelohoye bisamech levatlei v'nesa. ושוב נוגע כשהוא חם בבוסר אחר. כוסו ומוד חי בשם ריבי, חי בספרת תחומו, דיני ישראל בלראיתי, ושמייצי נטיפס חולו, והכיחו סבור איזו מעיד ניה בכיסו. So in other words, so they mention a raya from the Gemara. That's the raya of the Raivet, as a matter of fact. When the Raivet is masik on the Rambam, so he mentions that raya. Because from the Gemara in Kolabosor it appears that if it tipas cholo fell on a chaticho and it gave it time of cholo in the boso and then that chaticho was above the reitev but the other chaticho is in the gdeiro inside the reitev so when does the whole gdeiro become osea if there is no shishim neged ol chaticho only if it's near vikiso but if it's not near vikiso so then the other chaticho is not osea But according to the Rambam, so the Rambam says that it is osa. Why? Because chaticha nasis nevele. So the moment the cholov gave it tam cholov in the boso, so every particle of boso, every molecule of boso became chefzo visa. So true, it's loinia veloikiso. So there is no reitev on top, but at the bottom there is reitev. So mainly the particles of boso of that chaticha can travel. All the way throughout the Gdeire. So that's the right. ויחיחו ספור הזה ישמעי דיניה וכיסו וכושה דימי שלמו דקוסו בסיפה תרומה דבוסו בכל אופשן למישור איסורים דו דכתיך אורי לסחבק ליבות לו דווקא כי הוא שורו ששם איסה ולא ישנה שרל די בלי הסיסה וגם בבוסו שנוסו מכל אוב להמרי לנוחה ונטל אין דצי משנה מפורשת ואף כי משנה שלאים הוא יבא ולסק חובים דכתיך אורי לסחבק שאו בוסו בכל אוב ונטל עד כאן לשני גם בשור אוף תמו על ספר התרומו והמור דחי Bishimri Visiyaite Bazay. So why does the Sefer HaTrumah and the Mordechai say that if Echtichas Bosor absorbed Cholov, and to the extent that Cholov gave it time, Cholov and the Bosor, and then that Echtichas Bosor was boiled in contact with Echtichas Etea, so the Echtichas Etea doesn't become Oser altogether? Why? Because the Cholov cannot come out into the Echtichas Etea. So the question is, so who cares that the Cholov cannot come out? But the Bosa particles can travel, and the Bosa particles themselves became a Hefter Visea, because we pass in Echtichas Etea Vele, actually say Echtichas Oser. That's the Kasha against the Mordechai, and against Sefer HaTrumah. In other words, the Mordechai and the Sefer HaTrumah have the same shit as the Raivet. So there's the cash. So he says, Gambishor of Tame, Al Sefer HaTrumah and Mordechai Bishimri, Vizi Aiti Bezeh, Vikosa. So the Mari gives a very long Dishetaritz. And this is the Reb Chaim, Mamesh. Vihir Ali Taritz Ksas, Divadai Bosa Becholov Kol Zman Shum Murev, Mikro Shoroshay Vigufi Shalisa. Ve'afil Abosa Becholov. Moi klayb godim bizman shakut pishton miurav bitali semer also means kaseis. The analogy with klayim is a beautiful analogy. So he says also means kaseis bechol atali. Afilu beisitzachin chut pishton boy vim nechtach natali so isitzachin bi pishton muter isitzach. Hochenami kamel rabbonon shein shum tam hilch michtichazu rak tam di bosa lechut only particles of bosa travel. But the particles of cholov do not travel. V'loy shum cholov Elohim kinal direitev v'have kilu boi liyozal v'yomar lonu nechtach mina bosoze chtichoktano shein v'shum tam cholov v'have shorek ayidik layim v'tzor chiyu. So his mom is saying the same thing that Reb Chaim says in explaining the Raive. What does Reb Chaim say? Reb Chaim says that true, actually, Sechte is Oser. But that doesn't mean that when Bosor, that was originally Heter, and Cholov, that was originally Heter, when they combine, so then the Cholov component by itself becomes a Hefter of Iser, and the Bosor component by itself becomes a Hefter of Iser. No. Since the Cholov by itself was Heter, so even when it combines with Bosor, by itself, it is not the essence of Issa. But the essence of Issa consists in the synthesis, the togetherness, the combination of the Bosa and the Cholov. But naturally, the halacha is, let's say, suppose a Chotzi Kazayis of Bosa combines with Chotzi Kazayis of Cholov, and then he eats the whole Kazayis, so even though of the Bosa he ate only heavy Kazayis, and of the Cholov he ate only heavy kazayis, so he's chayav malkes. Why? Because he has a whole kazayis of synthesis of basa b'cholov. But the essence of Yisrael, according to the Raivet, consists in the synthesis of basa b'cholov. So as long as it is in a state of synthesis, so every molecule is a heftze, every particle is a heftze, of basa b'cholov. But the essence of Yisrael does not consist of one component by itself. It consists of the synthesis of both components. But, so, as long as they are in a state of synthesis, fine. But, but in a case where there is no rated, so that the cholov particles do not come out. What comes out in the chticha of Eter? Only the bosa particles come out. So we have the bosa particles isolated and detached from the other component. So it's not a heftza visa. But why do we say, actually sech the osea, even though you squeezed out every drop of the milk, so that's on the basis of a remnant of visa. That point the Marie doesn't mention. But this is what it means, as a remnant of visa. As a remnant of visa, itself remains osea, but it cannot osea on the basis of tamki. This is mamish what Reb Chaim says in the Raivet. So the Marie says, all right. What does he mean by it? So first of all, he mentions a beautiful analogy with clay. So the aloha is, suppose you sew in, the color of the jacket, you sew in a small strip of linen. So when you have sharpness, so most of the time it's here, the color. So then, the whole jacket is a heft of clay. The whole jacket is a heft of clay. Not just here. The whole jacket is a heft of clay. So why? Because then the whole baguette becomes a chavetz of fine. But suppose you take out this strip of linen, so then it's heter. The jacket is muter. You can wear it. But over there is no aloche of efshali seich deyosem. So I mean, this aloche of remnant of Israel, that has a shayches in Isur Achille, not in an Isa like lion. So Bosa Becholov is the same thing. This Bosa Becholov is the same thing. As long as they exist in a combination, in a state of synthesis, so then every particle is a particle of the synthesis. Just as in the case of Klein, so as long as the strip of linen is here on top in the collar, so even this is a heft of Klein. But the moment you pull out the strip of linen, so then this is not a heft of Isa. So here too, as far as the essence of Isa is concerned, so every molecule, every particle of that synthesis is a heft of Isa, is a heft of Basa B'cholov. It's a particle of Basa B'cholov, as long as they exist in a state of synthesis. But when this chatiche that comes in contact with another chatiche, and only particles of boso come out from this chatiche into this chatiche, but the particles of cholof not. So at this moment, it's not in a state of synthesis. So mimele, even though the particles of boso remain osalin on void, but they cannot answer this chatiche on the basis of tamki. This is what he says. And he says, vitzor chiyun, because maybe it's not like that. It's not like lying. By klayim, so the aloha is not that once you put in a strip of linen in the jacket, so even the wool becomes a chefetz avisa of klayim. No, the klayim does. The wool never becomes. The wool by itself never becomes a chefetz of klayim. It's the combination of the wool and the linen that is a chefetz of klayim. Mashenkin here, maybe the pshat in actually seich the yoser is like the Rambam shite. That once there is a combination, so even the boso component by itself is a chefetz avisa. So it can aser. They are the chatir. Alright. Atkan l'shem. V'chein posak marshal v'isovet ha-shalei v'sitre perigra noshes im MMA v'chein muchach l'cheire da'as orav simen tzadik bei shekos avdim nof v'tipas cholof al-chatir ha-shebikdeiro v'loi ni av'loi kiso klal e'in osa rakachatir ha-levat. In other words, that's the mashal that the Taz cite. Ushor and the Romuter is. Vimo Yosef and the Bosom of Holof Kim Shiats when they were. Vinech of Guva Yisaris, Arashavatable Rative, Imkin Hoya Mashabi de Rosel, the Don, the Kam Lham, the Ham, Billy Rative was a cool. Uch Meshikos of Arrived, Beasog is Spirit Test. So he means, so the Rived mentions that as a Rai against the Ramba. But the Rived Chite is that he does not answer the other chatiches, even though particles of bosa do travel from one chatiche and the other, because over there, in regard to the particles of bosa, there is a reitev that distributes them. There is no reitev over here, but there is a reitev over here. V'im keim al koro tzorch leim ha'ashe pirish dichan mayre shenogot bosa cham bigvino chamo uchme shepirish marshal v'savet ha'shoyim v'sifre shom v'abach v'in zik. In other words, the Shach doesn't like it. That the Pshat in the Torah is not when he says Davki kishisur machmas atzmo ibosav becholov. So he doesn't mean echtichas bosav that absorbed cholov and then it was boiled in contact with echtichas eter. But he means if echtichas bosav was boiled in contact with gvin, it's easy. It's not mashmalai. Elu nirali disvir laral. The Afal gaf not words, but he mentioned Ramo. The Ramo says in Noflati Pascholov, Al Chticha Shebigdeiro, Viloinia Voloikiso Klau, Enyosa Rakachticha Levad, Ushoragdeiro Muteres, Ushoragdeiro Muteres. So it's mashmal that Ramo himself holds that actually Sich de Osa doesn't mean that the Boso component by itself becomes a Heftzor Visa. No, the Heftzor. The heft of Isa consists in the combination of Basar and Cholov. Combination of Basar and Cholov. And why we say after Sich the Osar as a remnant of Isa? Because it became Osar at one time. So it remains Osar. It remains Osar. All right. El Nirali Disvir L'Arav. So the Shach says no. That The Ramoshite is not like that. The Ramoshite is not like the Rashba and the Mashal. The Ramoshite is like the Ramba. That the Pshat in Efshali Sichti also is that even though originally the Boso particles were not the Hefzov Isaiah, but the moment he united with Cholov, so the Boso particles by themselves become a Hefzov Isaiah. Not the synthesis, but the Boso, the moment they combine, they unite with Cholov, so the Boso component by itself becomes a Hefzov Isaiah. Oh, so the question is, so why does he say in Ramo, im noflo tipas cholov al chticha shebideiro, viloi niya viloi kisa klal, in yosa rak achticha levat? So true, loi niya viloi kisa, but particles, so the cholov doesn't come out without reitev. But who is concerned with the cholov? As long as boso particles travel, so, and the boso particles themselves is a chefza boso cholov. Not just the combination of the Bosor and the Cholov, but the Bosor particle by themselves. So Elinirli Yisvil Arav, now this is very obscure, this Shach. Elinirli Yisvil Arav, the Afal Gav de Kaimelon, Cham b'cham b'l'reite feysa kulei, Haine mitam sheino nubki, b'im kocho shlishom, Avo mikol mokei ma sheino igufo yisya, Rak al di blie, Loichomia, kolkach, Veikmiu adine, דיני עשר כישני מפפיה, ויכולוב איני מפפיה, וכמשה כוסף הרשבו, וכמשה כוסף בסימן צדיק וייץ, וכן כוספתי שום בשם רע, גם שכחתי שום שחינדס הפוסקים, ועתור המחבר, ויכולוב איסה כוחש מקרה, ואיני מפפיה. וראי לזה שבתרסחתוס כל חופכס כוסף סתם, דין בו לה איסה שאיני מפפיה, איני איסה בנגיה. ואף אגב לא תקנינו בנקור שלו שומע, אלא ודאי כולה היילה מחמירה. Now, well, the Shach is very obscure, but one thing has to be pointed out. The Shach distinguishes between the halacha that idomo kochush, when it is boiled in contact with idomo kochush, between the halacha that idomo kochush, the Isa that is spoiled in contact with Dova Heta Kochush, so then the halacha is that it only asers Kedimitil. But if a Dova Shomen Isa is spoiled in contact with a Dova Heta, so then it asers Bechule. So over there we say Onu Impki. In other words, so maybe even something that looks Kochush to our eyes, but maybe it's sufficiently shown, because over there, in order that Anisa without Reitev should be Mifapeya Bechol Achticha De Heter, it does not have to be excessively shown. Even if it is moderately shown, so it can also be Mifapeya Bechol Achticha. So Mimele, we say, since it's not necessary that it should be excessively, extremely shown, just moderately, substantially shomein. So even the things that to our eyes appear kochush, but maybe it is substantially shomein. But ligabei the aloche that belua is not yetzei at all without reitev. So except if the belua is shomein, so there, even if the belua is substantially shomein, it's still not yetzei without reitev. Only if it is extremely shomei. Now, so too we are not pkim, but we are not stupid either. So memele, since we are not pkim, so memele, sometimes we might make a mistake between something that is substantially shomei and not substantially shomei. But one has to be stupid to make a mistake between something that is excessively shomei and not excessively shomei. You see. So memele, when can we apply this concept of Einonu Pkin, Ligabei, two things, Iser and Heter, that are in contact, Cham b'Cham, that are in contact with each other without Reitev. So there, so Shomein Asas B'chole. Kochush Asas only Kedinitiles, we say, we are not Pkin. So maybe something that is apparently Kochush, maybe it's essentially Shomein. But Ligabei, the Indian of Imbalua Yetzibul Reitev, So only something that is excessively shami. But if so then it's yetzei b'leleiti, the beluah. But if the beluah is substantially shamein, not excessively shamein, it's not itlereiti. Now, so we are sure that cholov is not excessively shamein. Maybe cholov is moderately shamein, but substantially shamein maybe it is. But it's certainly not excessively shamein. All right. So that we can understand, but it's still not so, the Shach is still not so posh. So he says, now, in other words, the Shach says that the Ramoshite is not like the Raivet. It's not like the Rashba. The Ramoshite is that the Aloche of Efshal Yisech the Osar implies that even though the Bosor by itself originally was Eter, but and the Cholov was Eter, but once the Bosor combined with the Cholov, or Cholov for one moment, so then the Bosor component by itself became a Heft of Issa, an Essence of Issa. But that's the Ramoshit, not like the Raivet, that the Heft of Issa consists in the synthesis. And the reason is why actually, after you squeeze out all the milk, it still remains Osa because it's a remnant of Issa. No, the Ramoshit is not as a remnant of Issa. Actually, Sechta is also, even after you squeeze out all the milk from the Chdiche, not as a remnant of Isa, because once it united, so then the particles became the essence of Isa. Became the essence of Isa. Oh, so the question is, so why does the Ramo say in Simen Tzadik Beis, in Noflo, Tipas Cholov al Chdiche Shevideiro, and gave a Tam on the uppermost Chdiche that is above the Reitev. V'loi niya v'likisa klal in osa rakachticha levat. Why? Because over here there is no Reitev. Over here there is no Reitev, but here there is Reitev. And since this Tipas Cholov gave a time of Cholov in the Boso, so every particle of Boso became an essence of Isa, a heft of Isa. And since it became a heft of Isa, so Mimele, It is nivla in the other chatiche, and it should ask the other chatiche. So what will you say that through the particles of boso themselves are hefts of viser, and they can travel, but they can only travel without reitev. They can only travel. So first of all, that wouldn't be even a good teretz on the Ramo, because the Ramo does not spell out a situation where there is no reitev. Even between this chatiche and that chatiche, so it is presumed that Ramo has referenced to a case where this chatiche is above the level of the reitev. So there is no reitev here, but here there is reitev. But let's say that Ramo has referenced to a case where not only there is no reitev over here, there is not even reitev over here. I mean, the level of the reitev reaches. You have many chatiches. So the reason as to why the other chatichas do not become osea, because even over here it can only go as far if it's not shomein, so it can only go as far as kidei nitile, so it can only go up to here, but the chol apoches it should be osa up to here. And from the lashon of the Ramo it's mashma that if lo niya v'lo ikiso, so this chaticha becomes osea and the other chaticha is mutal gamre, you don't even have to peel off anything. But if the Ramo shita is like the Rambam, that once the cholov united with the boso, so then the particles of boso, every molecule of boso, became the essence of Isa. So why did he say that this chaticha is muter? Let it become osa kedei nitile. So the Asamu say that Enoch Name, when the Ramo says that if lo yia v'lo ikiso, the other chaticha does not become osa, he means the other chaticha does not become osa completely, but kedei nitile it does become osa. But the Shach doesn't like it. The Shach assumes that the Ramo means that the other chaticha doesn't become osa at all. You don't even have to peel off kedei nitile. So the question is why? So we have to understand this. El nigel yisrael harav. Now again, el nigel yisrael harav. The afal gav di kaimlo. Cham bi cham b'leveite. Oyser kulei hayne mitam shinon etkiim mikochosh lishomi. אבל מכל מוקי מה שניגו פה יישר הקל דיבליה לא יכול מיה כל כך והקמה דיני יישר כשנפה פיה ויכול להיות נפה פיה וכם שכוסף הרעש וכי אם כוספתי שום בכיד בשמרה גם הכרחתי שום שכינת עשה פוסק והטוב עמך בדרך כל אובי יישר כוחש מקרה ונפה פיה וראי הוא איזה שיותר השחת אז כל חופכס כוסף סתם דין בו לא יישר שאין מפפיר ניסה מגיע אף אגב כן מתחוש או שומת אלא ועדי כל הילה מחמינו גם משל גופי כוסף ניסה מפפיר שלום שדיח רק לפור יש דברה טורקה ועבר גם כן מסים לצדיק ויסי ונדברה טורקה משיבין המערי אלא שהיא כשיו שום in other words not the way the משל understood בדרך דייחק the tour that it means bosa becholov if a piece of bosa was boiled in contact with a piece of cheese that's it here אלא שהיא כשיו שום על זה מאוד יקומה בשעס פרקלה בוסו מי ולה בולה מפלט לפולט. Now that's the Gemara. That Kup has from the base. They are at the bottom. So we actually say the answer to Tanoi. The 12th line from the end of the Dom. We actually say the answer to Tanoi, the time. די פאס חולף שנאָף וואָרט דיך גיב מיר נאָס נאָטעם ביך דיך האָט דיך האָט פון אַז די וועלע ווי זאג איך וואָרט דיך קולן מיט נישע מין די ווער ביו דער האָ קומען מיין רים אַז די טיטן טעם רייט פון ווי קיפּע ביך דיך אָ מאַרב ניר די ווער ביו דער בישלוי ניע בישלוי קיס ווי די ווער האָ קומען ביש ניע ווי קיס וואָר איז רביו דער זיי דער טיף מילק ספיל דאן איך דיך אויף קולן אַן די טיפּע באס אַן איך דיך אויף באס יאַ פמוס האָט דיך that was above the level of the rate. So as long as the Cholov gave it time of Cholov in the Chatiche, so that Chatiche becomes Oseh, and then all the other Chatiches are also Oseh. If the other Chatiches do not have 60 measures in themselves against the size of the uppermost Chatiche, Chachomim say, as it didn't tap. Oh, my Rebbe Niren, the Rebbe Yudah, B'shalei Niyah, B'shalei Kisa, the Chachomim, B'shalei Niyah, B'shalei Kisa. My Loi Niyah, B'shalei Kisa. He Loi Me Loi Niyah, Klau, B'shalei Kisa, Klau. So still Rebbe Yudah says, and we answer it, and Rabbi Yudah Shita is that min b'minei is a full bell of the bottle, so even if there is shishi. So it is also mivle bola, why should other chatiches become also? True that Rabbi Yudah holds min b'minei a full bell of the bottle, but so there has to be a chalapokas in mashu, but in this case, if he doesn't stir the gdere, he doesn't cover up the gdere, so the reitev doesn't cover. Doesn't cover the uppermost chatiche, and the cholov that was absorbed by the uppermost chatiche is not distributed throughout the chatiche. So the cholov that was absorbed by the chatiche remains in the interior of the chatiche. So why should the other chatiches become moser? Even according to Rabbi Yudah, that means many asas lemash. Why? Because mivla bola, this uppermost chatiche absorbed the milk, but miflatli polat, it doesn't come out because there is no reite to take it out. So that's the right. So this is it. Elo shiik shishama the abba achivin diva atayok mishivin amari. Elo shiik shishama al zemi hodi koma bishas periko aboso mivla bola miflat lipolat. So it appears from this Gemara that we do not say that when cholov unites with boso, so even the particles of boso become essence of boso. Because if the particles of Boso become Chefza Viseya, so why does the Gemara say, Mivla Bola Miflat Lipolat? What Miflat Lipolat? It means that the Cholov will not Miflat. The Balua is not Yeitzei Bilereitei. But who is concerned about the Balua? But the Boso particles themselves are Yeitzei. They are in contact with the other Hatiche. The Boso particles here are in contact with this Hatiche. So these are Yeitzei. So let the other chatiche be osea. Why does Gemara say mivla bola mivla bola? Avolinire. Oh, v'yoch. What's it? V'tireitz. The Bach. So the Bach has that kasha. And the Bach gives a very good terence. He says v'tireitz. V'inei elu liyin shol yivach tiches asureis ligamre. Avol nitile vada b'ina nat kal shem. So the Bach says that when the Gemara says my linea will kiso. Ilay me linea klal will kiso klal. Mivla bola miflat li polat. So the Gemara doesn't mean that this chaticha shouldn't be osir altogether. No. The Gemara only asks, why does Rabbi Yudah say that if there is no shishin in the chatiches, so all the chatiches become osir completely, so this whole chaticha becomes osir and this whole chaticha becomes osir everything. Why should this whole chaticha and this whole chaticha become osir? In other words, let's say if there is no rate, if there is rate only at the bottom and here there is no reitein. So mele, so too that the particles of bosa became osa, became a hefzer visa, and but the particles of bosa, since there is no reitein, so they can only travel kedei nitile. So let the hatiche beneath the uppermost hatiche become osa kedei nitile. But why does it say that if there is no shishit, everything becomes osa? This whole hatiche becomes osa. This whole hatiche becomes osa. Why? After all, let's say if the reitein reaches only up to here, it's only at the bottom. So, and this is Dobar Kochush. So Mimele can only travel Kedinitile, it's not Mfapeh Bechule. There's the Kashuk Mark. But Eino Chaname, as far as Kedinitile is concerned, so that, even though it's Loimi of the Kiso, that becomes us. That's what the Bach says. So it's a very good Eretz. V'yochili Yeskei. So the Shach says, all right, it could be. Dolikom ahosom hoche, alamai diboy rebe hosom lemeisa kolachtichas achiras legamre, mipne sheimino, umitameshas, mivla bola, mifla tipolit. Avolini redi blavo chalikashemide. The likom arosom hoche elomikaimed have a kaimalon, chtichanas is nevela, kiddi is awesome the head. Avolibosa di mossi casually say the osir, uchtichanas is nevela, imkinechshav ha bosso gufo yisir, venochename de isir, dinei de lipolita cholevatsme, likomo kein, kim dali de chiburon, nesru, imkein ha bosso shenechshav gufo yisir eisir. וכן כוס הפרם, סיר פיריק, כל הבוסו, וכן כוס הפרם, פוסק הרלמגי, פיריק טס, עשו בשם הרייבת, וכן כוס הרוב, I mean, what he says, וכן כוס הרלמגי, בשם הרייבת, that's difficult, but I don't want to go into it. The רייבת doesn't say that. וכן כוס הרוב, בסיפה בלק הבאי שם. ומיעתו, מה שכוס הפרם שאו בסיף ראשון, ומה שכוס הפרם הריבה מחנה בכל זה, טוב ולברוכו, אין ראי עמוקי מחומרי זו, שניסה בלו המפפיע בלראי תיב, אפילו בבוסו בכל אוב. כמו שיחי אורי בריב ראי ברור ובשמייץ דיבס כל אוב. ואתו ידע לדוק, עד כאן לשני. So this is what he says. So the שח says, הוא לדוק, דין כאן ראי ברור. וכמו שכוספתי, ויוכלי שגם רישה במורד חי, וספר התחום הוא שרפוסקים ספרים כן, ולא הביאו ראי רק לשור איסור עם החשמייץ דיבס כל אוב. דיקום הרשס, מבלה בולה מפלט לפולש, מכמה דהווה סלגדאי דו תכנס נווילה, ואווה גובה איסה. All right, so he shachs it as follows. The reason as to why the Gemara says here, מבלה בולה, מפלט לא יפולעת, מפלט פולעת is because here the Gemara did not as yet come to the conclusion that actually שיח דה איזוסה. So Mimele, as long as the Gemara did not come to the conclusion that actually שיח דה איזוסה, in other words, the Gemara assumed that actually שיח דה איזמותה. So what does it mean? If we say actually sechta is muter, so...